First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably bananas.
nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper Show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad, bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this dreary Monday morning. Temperature's about 40 degrees. It's not going to get much better. Actually, it's probably going to get a lot worse. I want to say today, and I know everybody's watching and listening, that the Dow dropped, starting off this morning, dropped minus 2,700 points. 2,700 points dip. Now it's down, I think, to 1,800 or 1,900 now. But it's going to stay around that range all day. It's probably going to get lower and lower the rest of the week. Now, these politicians, these asswipe, no-count bastards, they come up with all kind of scenarios. They come up with, this is what's wrong, that's what's wrong, we need to do this, we need to do that. And no two of these politicians have the same situation to make it better. There's 20, 30 different ways we should do this, we should do that, then we should do this and do that. And honestly, I don't think anybody actually knows exactly what's going on and how it can be stopped. Now, if it keeps going, the politicians will say, "I told you we should have shut everything down." And if it stops, they'll all say, "I told you we should have went ahead and shut it down and got back to normal." They're not going to come up with a negative answer. There's not one of these rotten, no good son of a bitches are going to come up with a decent answer. We've got all the politicians on the Illinois side of the river. We've got the politicians on the Missouri side of the river. And they're just saying and doing whatever the hell they want to do. And hopefully down the road, it all works out. I don't believe it's going to. I think we're going to have one hell of a run on a bad market, and then everybody will be blaming everybody else, and that's what they're getting ready to do. I know the Democrats are already blaming the Republicans, and I think the Republicans some would have started blaming the Democrats. So it's going to be a nasty situation. Any way it goes, it's going to be a nasty situation. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots, you can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? We all talked the talk, but nobody ever wants to walk the walk. They want to always blame somebody else for the ups and the downs, and it just pisses me off when that happens. If you're guilty of something, take the blame for it, pay the price, whatever it may be, and move on. But see, these ass white bastard politicians, they don't want to do that. If it's good, they want to take all the credit in the world, and if it's bad, they're going to blame it on somebody else. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Calvin. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. Hope you're feeling well.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the thought.
You're welcome. So yesterday, the St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, St. Clair County, and Madison County leaders met. They said, they posted this morning on the mayor's website, no gatherings of any sort with over 50 people. And they're going to look at if there's going to be any bars or restaurants open.
Now, Calvin, on the Illinois side, this evening, the governor has shut down all restaurants and bars, haven't they?
I believe so. I believe Illinois has already done it. And it sounds like they're looking at the St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County areas to shut them down. They said they're going to review that. That's on review right now in the St. Louis area.
Calvin, what do you think? I know you've probably been around a long time in this area. What do you think about the situation when there happens to be a problem? All these politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, they all have the right answer. And then when they go ahead and try to use the right answer, and it happens to be the wrong answer, then they move on to it's somebody else's fault. When do you think this is going to stop, not just with this virus going around, but when do you think this is going to stop nationwide where people will start working together and quit instead of fighting each other day in and day out?
Well, I don't think it's going to stop. I think with the Democrats and Republicans, they're just always going to be fighting each other instead of doing what's good for the people that put them in office. They just get in there and fight like little kids. But, you know, with my business, this is going to affect me. I can't have more than 50 people in my building. So what do I have to do? Say, hey, Grandma, you can't come in the funeral home right now. I got too many people.
Yeah.
What about like a schnook store? Schnook store probably has 50 people working in it.
Well, I agree with you. Isn't it something, though, Calvin, when we sit back and we try to work with the government, and at the end of the day, no matter what we say or what we do, it ends up being something that we the people did that screws us up, not what the elected officials did, because they're going to blame each other, then they're going to blame us, and I don't know who they're going to blame next.
Well, you know, they always think they know more than the common man that's in the public. So, of course, we're going to get blamed.
Well, sure. Well, what do you think, Calvin, whenever we get blamed for something that we didn't have any part of, but they always want to end up blaming it on us for some reason, and then people play into that, and then it just goes awry, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of what Pritzker did over there in Illinois. He says, well, I was leaving the bars open, but you people wouldn't listen to me, so now we're closing everything. So all he did was push the blame off on the people.
You know what? Prime example. Push the blame off on the people. And I think the majority of the people, they say, hey, I wasn't involved. It was those other majority of the people out there that probably caused all this crap. And at the end of the day, the politicians aren't going to take the blame. They're going to have to give it to all of us, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be the ones to blame because we didn't listen to them, to what they said. even though they keep changing what they're saying. But
I agree with you totally. Hey, Calvin, you have a good day. You keep up the great work over there. If there were more people like you in the St. Louis area, this country would be a lot better off. So I want to thank you, your wife, and everybody in your profession that does all they can do to try to help the people out in a bad situation.
Well, thank you, Bob, and God bless America.
Good point. I couldn't have said that any better. God bless America, because we need it. We can work together, and we're going to have differences. But we're going to have to work around those differences, because if we don't, there's going to be major, major, major problems. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the dark side.
What's up, man? I'm just calling you this morning. Say I work for a certain entity here at Missouri, the ground zero of this chaos here. And I just wanted to call in this morning and just say how serious the situation is, and that's getting pretty crazy. Here a few weeks ago, telling my employers and my work here that something was coming, and they were practically laughing me out of the water like I was some conspiracy theorist. And now it's in our backyard right here where we work, and it's getting a little wild. I just was wondering, what do you think about this possible shutdown, and if it will happen, or if it's needed to be done?
You know what, Sean? It's going to happen. I don't know if it needs to be done, because I'm not a doctor or a nurse or anybody in the medical field. But I tell you, at the end of the day, it's not going to help any of us. I have never, and I've been around a long damn time, I have never been in a situation or been around a situation where something, you know, even close to this happens, where at the end of the day, the general public doesn't get blamed one way or the other. The general public doesn't get blamed because, you know, I had too many people go to the doctors, too many people lied about this, too many people this and too many people that. And I think at the end of the day, if a medical profession would do their job and not take so much heat and not put so much heat on a normal person, I think this would all work out a lot better. What's your take?
You know, like, and again, I was laughed out of the water. I was called a conspiracy theorist weeks and weeks ago when I told people this was coming. But if you know much about the jurisdiction where this is going on, it's some of the richest people per square capita in a small area. And these people are more likely to travel around the world and get something than just about any other community that's in this state I'm in. And, you know, I just feel that maybe now would be the time if we put all this economic and money grabbing and stuff to the side, and maybe just take 2 weeks to curb this now before it is a major problem. I think it would be a great idea. I think if we have low numbers and stuff, right now would probably be the best time to curb this. I mean, but, and again, you know, people that didn't believe me and thought I was crazy and conspiracy theorist, now it's happening in our backyard and all around our great nation. So it's I don't know. It's like you said, I've never seen anything like this. Nobody really has. And but I want people to wake up and open their eyes and realize that there's a threat out there. And if there was a threat in your backyard, you don't just close the curtains and pretend it's going to go away and nothing's ever going to happen. I mean, you got to be aware of the situation and vigilant. And when it goes away and it's no more, then you relax and go back to your normal everyday life, I feel. But like I said, we're here at Ground Zero, the very first positive case, and we are continuing to try to operate and keep operations going, but it's a big unknown, you know. It's just kind of scary.
You know what, Sean, you're exactly right, and thank you very much for the call. I appreciate all callers, but I sincerely appreciate callers that know what's going on, that's done some research like Sean and other people have, because that's what keeps us intact with the community. That's what keeps us intact with the medical profession, and that's what we have to do. Too many people say they can, oh, this is what's going on, this is the way it is, this is the way it is. And they know nothing about the way it really is. I said earlier, you know, the market was down, coming out 2,700 points negative this morning, 2,700 points negative. Now, again, I think it's down to 1,800, 1,900, but, you know, we're going to have an off day of 6 to 8%, another off day, and I don't know where the market stands right now. I think it's close to the negative, but if these people don't get together and don't say, hey, I don't have to like this guy, but let's all work together to get this situation taken care of. Once this situation's taken care of, then we can go out and fight each other and do what we need to do. But again, thank you very much, Sean. I sincerely appreciate it. We've got another Sean. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the dark side.
Hello, Bob. I just want to let you know that you're doing a heck of a job with everything, and in regards to the closing down of the restaurants and bars and everything. Obviously, in that, the government or the state thinks they're doing a great job and everything, but of course, in that, all the small businesses will be taking a hit. But I wonder if our great state and our governor and that is going to do anything to help those people out with the businesses and kind of give them a little tax break and that, depending on how long they got to stay out of business.
You know what, Sean? Thank you for the call, and that's another great point. And they should. They need to help the people out. They need to help the people out, not the politicians. But only thing you see in the newspaper are the politicians talking their crap. Today, yesterday's front page top fold is County Board, St. Clair County Board Chairman Mark the Big Faggot. You hear me? The Big Faggot Kern confirmed at a news conference that two residents have tested positive for the virus. And it's amazing. It's amazing when they have to come up with this stuff and say two confirmed cases, one confirmed case, 15 confirmed cases. We all need to work together. If we all would work together, we could get this stuff under control a lot quicker than playing politics, because when they play politics, that's the worst thing that could happen, because nobody on either side of the political aisle, nobody out here in the street, Democrat, Republican, men or women, nobody benefits from it. We fight and fight and fight, and then when it's all over, the Democrats blame the Republicans, the Republicans blame the Democrats, and it just keeps going and going. And when this dies out, there'll be other things that they can fight over. And that's the worst thing in the world. If you're going to play sports and you're going to be against an opposition team, go out there and fight your asses off. But after you fight your asses off, play the best game you can play. When the game's over, the loser shakes the winner's hand and said, hey, you were better than we were today, but we'll get you next time. And that's the way it should be. You shouldn't have all this fighting. Everybody wants to jump up in the stands and fight each other. That crap should never, never, never happen. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, you mean nasty bastard, you.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. You know, I've been thinking about this. Now, they're saying they're restricting it to 50 people. Now, are they talking about 50 average-sized people? Or are they talking about 50 midgets? Because if they're talking about 50 average-sized people, that means you could actually sneak 100 midgets in, because then that would make them normal-sized. Follow my logic there, Bob?
You know what, Dave? That's a good point. It's never going to happen because it is logical, but that is a good point.
Or you could have 25 normal-sized people and 50 midgets. Now, yeah, you have 75 people there, but they only count as half, so you only have 50 people. This is how I think, Bob. This is amazing thinking.
You know what, Dave? It is amazing thinking, and there's a little truth to your madness. But at the end of the day, if these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians, if they don't get their heads out of their ass, if they don't say, hey, you don't have to like me, but we're going to do what's best for you people, and before we do it, we want you people to be there at meetings so we can understand. I don't know how these politicians think that just because they get elected by the general public that all of a sudden they know better than everybody, that they can do whatever they want to do. When they get elected, they're getting elected by the people. They're supposed to represent the people. But once that election's over, once the politicians take office, it's never, ever about the elected public. It's always about the politicians who get put in office. What's your take, Dave?
Bob, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I called in earlier and I told Kevin my daughter had the flu for 5 days. The poor baby was down. And,
Is she okay?
What we did? Yeah, she's fine. She made it through. She's full of piss and vinegar and doing her thing.
Okay.
But we quarantined her for 5 days. So day two, she wasn't feeling good. We called the doctor's office. We took her in. They tested her. She had the flu. So another 3 days, all she did is sleep, you know, drink. And like I said, back to normal. We cleaned her room. We cleaned the house. You know, we did something stupid. We washed our hands before and after we went to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
yeah, imagine that, Bob. So the point I'm making is it was a self-quarantine, okay? Even while in our house, she basically pretty much was in her own room. She self-quarantined herself, but she didn't want to get anybody sick. Oh, I'm sorry. You mean to tell me a young teenager was smart enough to do that, but these stupid-ass adults aren't?
Yeah, you know what, Dave? I don't understand why people can come together, and I don't give a damn if it's not the politicians, where people, both Democrats and Republicans, say, hey, we're going to have a meeting tonight, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to be serious, and we're going to take these politicians, both Democrats, Republicans, black and white, men and women, we're going to take them to task, because if they can't do what we, the electorate, wants, there should be major problems. What's your take?
Bob, I wish I could disagree with you, but I agree with you 100%. You know, Bob, I've been thinking about this because Trump is the only president in my lifetime, with the exception of Reagan, that would pull his Johnson out and wave it in the face of these other political leaders. So where I'm going at with this, Bob, I would not put anything past China to set this in motion to try to make Trump look like an ass worldwide. But I think it's going to blow up on this. You know, there's Xi over there because Trump's making him look like an ass. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what, Dave? I agree with you 1,000%. I don't think China can do anything to make Trump look bad to the majority of people here in the United States. Now, he's going to look bad in front of some people, but if he saved 75 people out of the water and one didn't make it, he'd be blamed for that. But I think what he's doing and how he's doing it is a good thing. And again, I don't think he's perfect. I don't think any person's perfect. But I think he's going to persevere, and I think he's going to win, and I think he's going to win big. What's your take on that?
Bob, I agree with you. And, you know, I've been thinking about this, too. All of our dependence on China, it started under Bush Sr., continued and even multiplied under Clinton, because Clinton wanted to take it to a world government where hopefully, you know, we ran it. Bush Jr. didn't do any different. Obama was just a blithering idiot. And Trump is breaking away saying, yeah, we'll support the world, but we come first. What do you think?
You know, I thought that was awful funny when he started that. Then I thought, what a great thing to say. Hey, we're for everybody in this great world, but we're for ourselves first. And I think that's caught on, and I think he's picked up a lot of Democrats. I know he's picked up just about all the Republicans. And I think at the end of the day, I think he's going to win, and I think he's going to win relatively big. What's your take?
I think he will, too, Bob. I actually think not only will he win, but, you know, I hear these idiots saying that he's going to replace Mike Pence with Nikki Haley. You know, disrespect to Nikki Haley. But I don't see, and this is going to sound like a sexist comment, I don't see a woman being picked just because she's a woman going to enhance a ticket. She's got to be picked because she has more qualifications than a female or a male counterpart. So why would Trump rock the apple cart? Because Pence has been a very active vice president, thanks to President Trump. But I could see Pence locking up the White House for another 12 years, and possibly him picking a Nikki Haley as a vice president because she's more than qualified.
You know what, Dave? I agree with you, but I think for them to say, for especially Biden, I'm going to have a female vice president, I think that is more than counterproductive. What do you think?
Well, look what happened when and Wally and the Beeve, you know, Walter Mondale picked Geraldine Ferraro. And even with the Republicans, that moron John McClain. What, no, not McClain. Oh, my God. What was that idiot from Arizona? I can't even think of his name. John something.
It was McClane, wasn't it?
What? No, John McClane was from a Die Hard movie. Anyway.
Okay. You're right.
McCain. John McCain.
John McCain, right.
Okay. You know, he picked Sarah Palin, who, might I add, has a very nice, you know...
Everything.
I did. Oh, my God. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, she is.
But I think he picked her for all the wrong reasons. Not that she wasn't competent. I think he picked her just because she was a woman. And any time you go picking someone because of their race, because of their gender, all I can say for me is going to piss me off, and you're going to lose my vote.
You know what, Dave? Thank you for the call. I'm glad your daughter's feeling better. I wish her and the whole family the best. I agree. I think you need to get the best candidate to work with you. But when Biden sits there and says, I don't care, it's going to be I'm going to have a female candidate, and I would just about bet, and I would just about give odds, Dave and everybody else, that it'll be a black female candidate. Now, people will say, well, why would he say that? Number one, Biden wants a female candidate. Biden wants a black female candidate. And I think when it's all said and done, that's what he'll get. He'll get a black female, and she'll run, and she'll get 99%. She'll get 99%. Of the black vote, but I think that'll hurt her all throughout the country. And you know why it's going to hurt her? And people will say I'm a racist, but I'm not. But it'll hurt her because everybody, the white people, will be thinking they only picked her number two because she's a woman, but number one because she's black. And I honestly think that's what's going to happen, and I think that's going to be devastating for Biden at the end of the day. So I think we'll take a quick break. Lines are always open. Appreciate the calls. Callers call in. We're going to take some calls today. I don't feel like talking any more than I have to. So lines are always open. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest, and I don't know if that's good or bad, and I don't really give a damn. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, the craziest, no-goodest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear or not hear on the radio, and that's up to you. I never come to anybody's house throughout the country, knock on the door, and make you listen to what I have to say. If you don't want to listen to what I have to say, just turn it off. Don't come back because you don't want to hear me, and I don't want you to hear me if you don't want to hear me. But it's always amazing. It's always amazing. And I've been around a long time on the radio now. It's always, always amazing when these news media, they want to bring something out and they want to hit it hard and hard and harder. And everybody just lets them go and lets them have their day in the sun. Go ahead, Ken. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. Good talking to you.
You too, sir.
I'm with this virus, I think it's a lot of hype, but can we get off the subject of that for a second and talk about how Illinois just jacked up all the license plates for small cargo trailers without this, jumped them $100 per boat trailer and everything else?
Well, you know, Ken, they're going to continue to do all that. That's been going on, not just this new governor, but it's been going on all throughout the last 15, 20 years. They always, well, we're going to have to do this, we're going to have to do that. There's going to have to be more fees put on a driver's license, more fees put on any kind of license for vehicles throughout the state of Illinois. And they do that all throughout the state of Missouri and every other state. That's how they get you. When people say, oh, I got a raise, we're going to make more money. Yeah, you got a raise and you're going to make more money, but by making more money, you're going to spend more money because these politicians will never, ever, ever let the general public, the actual workers in this great country, will never, ever, ever let them get ahead of the game. They know that. They know what's going on, and they just keep playing it. And Ken, don't you think there's something maybe down the road that if we were a little bit smarter, we could take control of this country again?
I would hope so, because that kind of stuff is just unbelievable that they didn't raise like RVs or anything like that. They just raised all the small trailers. I don't remember that ever going to a vote.
A lot of that stuff, Ken, I don't think has to go to a vote. They can just say they're going to raise the prices on this. And I think they've done that a lot all throughout the state of Illinois. But at the end of the day, Ken, what do you think it's going to take to get not only this state of Illinois, but our country back in good graces with the general public?
Oh, we got to vote out all these people that's in Illinois politics. That's for darn sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. And thanks for the call, Ken. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to take it we're going to have to run with it. We can't drop it. It's easy to drop and say, hey, we'll drop it. I will let this fee go and there won't be another one, but there'll be another one next week, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, and it never goes away. Now, people will say, well, we haven't had a fee increase in 6 months. Well, you're going to have three or four next time around, so don't ever think that you're going to get the best or we're going to get the best of these politicians, because at the end of the day, it's not going to happen. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I just want to touch on this corona a little bit. Now, you look at everywhere that's as concentrated in the United States. Okay, I just heard Cook County. Well, that's Chicago. That's a sanctuary city. New York, that's a sanctuary city. Seattle, it's a sanctuary city. It's all, well, San Francisco is where it's coming there. But anyway, I'll just touch on those three right now. And up there yesterday, Biden, they want to do away with ICE. They're all down for that because they want to change the demographics for one of the United States to have the Spanish vote. And also there was a warning Europe sent to the United States, take a lesson from us. Look what diversity has done to us. With Angela Merkel bringing in all these refugees, okay. Well, that's one reason Obama and Hillary took out Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, because he wasn't cooperating. Okay, so that opened up the floodgates from Africa. So that's why they have all the people from third world countries are coming in the United States now. And they haven't been vaccinated. They haven't had any medical care. And they said they're going to take the United States with the southern border. And it's exactly what's happening. They've taken over a lot of construction jobs. And the good union jobs are gone because of that. They say they do jobs American. Well, that's all a lie. How many roofers do you see that's Americans right now?
Yeah.
And it was all good union jobs, construction jobs. And all that. I mean, it's just what's happening.
Yeah. You know, Ed, thanks for the call. You're exactly right. That is what's happening. And for these stupid people, and I say stupid to say, in the next 30, 35 years, this country won't be socialistic. It'll never be communistic, I don't think. But it won't be socialistic. They're lying, because the future generations coming up, as long as they get what little they want, they're going to be happy. So that's what the government's going to do. They're going to give them a little bit, and they're going to take more. They're going to give them a little bit, and they're going to take more. They're going to give them a little bit, and they're going to take more. And that's just the way it is. That's the way it's been going. That's the way it's going to continue to go. And I just hope at some point in time that the United States people, the good people, understand that. But I do have to say that in 30, 35 years, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see a socialistic country. And people aren't going to be ashamed to say they're socialist, because you have so many people now in the United States. I don't think they really want to be socialist, but they've heard from people running for president, not so much Biden as Bernie Sanders. We want to give people back. We want to give them this and we want to give them that. But just like Sanders, they want to give you something, but when they do, they want to take more away than they're going to give you. And that's just the way it is. That's just the reality of life. Go ahead, Josh. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, this is Josh. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I wanted to add a little bit on the gentleman that called in about the trailer license. I guess the 3,000 pounds and less, it's going up to 118, and there is a House Bill 4096 and a House Bill 3851 that's trying to reverse that back down to its original $18. So if we can get just all the politicians, if they can, to get on board and sponsor these bills, and bipartisan it, we could get it done.
Josh, do you honestly think that's going to happen, though?
I don't know. It's worth a fight.
No, it is worth a fight, and I appreciate your thought. It is worth a fight. But I think these politicians know what they're going to do before they do it. I think these politicians, some of them, are going to vote for the increase, and then when they get back to their areas, they'll say, well, I had to vote for it, but I really wasn't for it. So they get a little bit from both sides, don't you think?
I agree. But, it's worth a shot, and, it's ridiculous that it went up, 555% increase with the small little trailers.
What was the vote on that? Do you know, Josh?
I'm sorry?
What was the vote on that to get that passed?
I do not know the vote. I just, I'm not sure what the vote was on that. All I know is they raised every trailer fees $100 for each trailer here in Illinois.
Did that come in the auspices of a vote, or they just said they're going to do it and did it?
I think it was included with the gas tax.
Okay, well, what you'll see there, you'll see a lot of people probably will say, just like I said, I really wasn't for it, but I had to vote for it because I wanted to get these other parts of this bill in. And I just think at the end of the day that it's not going to fly as far as taking it back to what it was. I hope it does, but I got to be a realist, Josh, and I just don't think it's going to.
Well, hopefully, everybody knows about these bills, and, contact your representatives, contact your senators, and, annoy them, push them.
You know what, Josh, you're exactly right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it when people call, and they may not always agree with me, and that's fine. I don't want everybody to agree with me all the time, but they take their problems to the public, and that's what needs to be done by everybody. People are afraid to take their problems to the public because they don't want to piss off the politicians, and I get so tired of hearing that. When somebody doesn't want to piss off the politicians, I say that's the first people. The first people that I want to piss off is the politicians and then everybody else down the road. But it's amazing. Let's don't piss the politicians off. I say no, that's the first persons that we piss off are the politicians. We get them pissed. And then what we do, we take their vote away in election time because we vote against them. And we try to vote people in. And I'll have to say, in the last 10, 15 years, we've voted some people in who are just about doing nothing but taking care of the people. And that's what I'm all for. And I think that's what the majority of the people are for. I don't know why, if they're for it, they don't come out and fight for it. It's easy to talk about it. It's a little bit harder to get involved. And vote these bastards, asswipe bastards out, and again, put some people in that are just concerned more about the community than they are about the politicians. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. What's right, and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. To be the patriot. As always, welcome back to the last 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. We'll take one more caller. Go ahead, Michelle. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the license plates and how to raise them. I mean, you've got people who's got little trailers, and $18, and now they've gone up to $118. And what's going to happen is people's going to go to Missouri or these surrounding states and buy a license plate for them, because it's like $12 for a license plate for a trailer and $12 to change titles over. So, it's not right, because a lot of people are going to end up just buying one license plate and transferring them back and forth to different trailers because they can't afford them.
You know what, Michelle, thank you for the call. We're running out of time, or we could talk some more. But you're exactly right, and that's what's going to happen. Probably most people just won't pay the extra fee, hoping that the police officers, the state police officers, and the local police officers don't catch them. You know, it's a shame when you got to keep trying to fight the government, because we're not making that much money as a society. And have to fight them because they try to take more and more and more. That's something that shouldn't be done. As always, it's time to go. So I just want to let everybody know, the people that listen to me all throughout this country, greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. The people that listen to me and shut it off because they didn't like me, thank you, because I don't want you listening to me if you don't want to listen. So all in all, I think that works out for the better. So as always, let's stick together. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass-wide bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's continue to do unto them so they can't do unto us. Let's destroy them. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically. Politically, of course. Now you're going to wait for me to say it, and I am going to say it. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
all the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.